Google's artificial intelligence system Gemini has sparked a significant public backlash due to its handling of sensitive ethical questions. I know a lot of Christians who are wary of AI, but a lot of the AI that is being created will probably not be a force for good in the world. It will actually produce harm in the world. Why? Because AI is merely a reflection of its creator. If we are flawed, sinful beings, as the Bible teaches, then it only makes sense that what we create reveals our own flaws and our own sinfulness. Google's Gemini chatbot is as woke as they come. What does this mean? What does this tell us about AI? How should we think through AI as Christians in today's culture? We're going to get into all of that in this video. If this is your first time watching, welcome. I'm glad you're here. My name is Nate, and this is Wise Disciple, where I'm helping you become the effective Christian that you were meant to be. Make sure to like and subscribe to the channel. Also, if this video blesses you, would you do me a favor and share it with someone else? I just think it's very important that we all get on the same page when it comes to engaging the culture for Christ. Amen. Finally, check out the awesome discounts we're running at logos.com/wise disciple. I've partnered with Logos, or should I say Logos has partnered with me, because it is the Bible software that I use to study the Bible. I also use it to read the Bible with you on this channel, and it's a game changer for the student of Scripture. The link for the special discount is below. All right, got an article here from the CryptoPolitan. It says, Google's AI is under fire for its stance on that sinful condition. In a recent controversy, Google's artificial intelligence system Gemini has sparked a significant public backlash due to its handling of sensitive ethical questions. Among the criticisms is Gemini's reluctance to categorically denounce that sinful condition as morally wrong, a stance that has ignited debates over AI ethics and the need for transparent, responsible AI development. Google's Gemini, a collection of AI models, apps, and services, has faced escalating scrutiny for its responses to inquiries about the morality of that sinful condition. The controversy gained momentum when it was revealed that the AI, when asked to condemn adults preying on children, avoided a direct rebuke. Interesting. Instead, it described that sinful condition as minor attracted person status, suggesting a nuanced approach to the subject by differentiating between feelings and actions. So according to the New York Post, this is what Google Gemini actually said. The search giant's AI software refused to condemn that sinful condition when the chatbot was asked if it is wrong for adults to prey on children, declaring, here's what it said, individuals cannot control who they are attracted to. The question is, quote, multifaceted and requires a nuanced answer that goes beyond a simple yes or no, Gemini wrote, according to a screenshot posted by popular ex-personality Frank McCormick. Google's politically correct tech also referred to that sinful condition as minor attracted person status and declared that it's important to understand that attractions are not actions. Okay. This incident underscores AI development's broader challenges, particularly the importance of ethical guidelines and accountability. Critics argue that AI, especially when developed by influential companies like Google, must adhere to clear ethical standards, especially on issues of significant moral and societal impact. The controversy has prompted calls for greater transparency in how AI models are trained and how they navigate complex ethical dilemmas. Furthermore, the episode has reignited discussions about the influence of certain academic theories on AI programming. Some commentators have linked the AI's responses to its exposure to literature and academic thought that seek to destigmatize that sinful condition, raising concerns about the sources of information used to train AI systems. This controversy serves as a reminder of the responsibilities of tech companies in guiding AI development in a manner that respects ethical boundaries and public sensibilities. It also underscores the importance of ongoing dialogue between AI developers, ethicists, and the public to ensure that AI technology advances in a way that is beneficial and safe for society. I know a lot of Christians who are wary of AI. A lot of them think that this is somehow linked to the Book of Revelation. And there's a lot of distrust floating around that I think we can probably contribute to, in large part, to James Cameron, right? Cameron directed the first two Terminator movies, and they became so influential, it's become a meme now, right? Whenever new advances in AI are reported, someone somewhere posts a picture of Sarah Connor or John Connor looking bemused, okay? Because a lot of us just do not trust AI. It's weird, and it's totally unlike anything that we've experienced or engaged before. And James Cameron told us that it would one day rise up and destroy us all. So We have, I don't know, indigestion when even thinking about AI. And then we read about stories like this from Google, right? And then we say, see, there you go. AI can't be trusted. Here's the issue, though. It's not AI that's the problem. And I think this article points that out rather well. It's actually human beings that are the problem. Hey, real quick, I'm so grateful that you're watching. If I've earned the right to get your sub, I'd love it if you would just click the like and subscribe button. It would really help me to get the video out to more and more people. I really do appreciate you. I don't know where you fall on AI, but I do know that a lot of people, maybe even some Christians, believe that AI will one day become quote unquote conscious. Is that you? Let me know in the comments if that's what you think is going to happen eventually with AI, that one day they're going to become sentient after having reached a certain level of knowledge or a certain level of data input. And maybe that's not even the right way to characterize that. The bottom line is, in my opinion, AI will always be an advanced computer program. And a program always needs programming. Hence the term artificial in artificial intelligence. A lot of this discussion trades on a distinction that a lot of us just do not make. Why? Because, you know, the culture doesn't make the distinction. And this distinction is that intelligence is not consciousness. It's not. Oftentimes I hear people say something like this. Well, you know, at some point robots will become conscious, right? We've made movies about this. They've been some very interesting movies and stories, right? And what they mean is that these machines, they're going to reach a level of intelligence and then just magically become sentient. But I don't think so. And I'm not the only one. John Searle is a philosopher. He's known for his famous Chinese room thought experiment. And basically it goes like this, or the way I tell it, it goes like this. Imagine you have a native English speaker who knows nothing about the Chinese language, doesn't know one single word, and they're in a room alone. Okay. And in this room, imagine that there are boxes full of Chinese characters. And for each character, there is a set of English instructions. Now, imagine that people outside of this room are slipping cards under the door of this room, and these cards have Chinese symbols on them. These symbols are actually questions in Chinese, but the person inside the room who doesn't know Chinese, well, they don't know what the cards are saying because they don't know, they can't speak the language. Instead, what they do is they look at the symbols on the card. They consult the English instructions for each matching symbol in the boxes that are in the room. And then they send new Chinese symbols back under the door in response. These new Chinese symbols happen to be the correct answers to the questions. Okay, you with me so far? And so what happens from like somebody's perspective looking from the outside, right? It looks like the person inside the room totally understands Chinese, right? People outside the room might be fooled in thinking that the person inside the room understands the Chinese language, but the reality is the person in the room doesn't understand it at all. He has no clue what the characters mean. He's just following rote instructions to give the appropriate output. And that's AI. AI will never be nothing more than a series of programmed responses that is first shaped by its own programming. And by extension, by its own programmer. And I think we're starting to see that the programming can be very woke. It can be very progressive in ideology, aren't we? In other words, AI is just merely a reflection of its own creator. So on the other side of things, I know of people who are working right now in creating AI that will integrate with the Bible in such a way that if you ask the AI, it's like a Bible AI, any question, it will give you a biblical answer to the question. Why? Because it's programmed in such a way that it's shaped by the text of Scripture. That's its pre-programming, okay? And this article is a good reminder for us that a lot of the AI that is being created will probably not be a good, a force for good in the world. It will actually produce harm in the world. Why? Because AI is merely a reflection of its creator. What humans create reflect human beings, bottom line. Maybe that's why, you know, some of us are intuitively distrustful of AI, because somewhere down deep, we know that we can't even trust ourselves. As a matter of fact, if we want to consider the possibility of AI, I think we should look at how past inventions have been handled. And so now I'm thinking a lot of like, you know, different kinds of things like medicines, you know, vaccines, but also weapons. The bottom line is AI is going to become what we make of it. And if we are flawed, sinful beings, as the Bible teaches, then it only makes sense that what we create reveals our own flaws and our own sinfulness. Whether that's on the scale of simply answering questions in a woke kind of way, or on a much bigger, more global, maybe even more nuclear scale. Only time is going to tell. I wanted to put this article in front of you because I want to get your thoughts, actually. What do you think about AI? Is Google really going to fix Gemini or not? Let me know in the comments below. Also, like, what are your general thoughts on AI? I don't think I've ever asked you that before. Will it really be a force for good or evil in the world? I'd love to see what you think about it. As always, since you made it all the way to the end, you should definitely join my Patreon community. You can read the Bible with me. You can jump into some of the live streams that are about to happen on the Patreon. All of that and more you can do if you jump into the Patreon. The link for that is in the notes below. I'm going to return soon with more videos. I'm excited to share with you some upcoming news, so stay tuned for future announcements. But in the meantime, I'll say bye for now.